This episode was brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. If you're starting the year in Honolulu, ending it in Austin, and taking a sojourn to Sweden somewhere in between, it's important to protect yourself and your packed agenda. The more adventures you have on your plate, the more chances there are for travel mishaps to leave a sour taste in your mouth. An All Trips annual travel insurance plan can help protect you and your peace of mind on every trip you take this year. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Settlers, that's right. I love this American ride.
And happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. So, someone sent me this story, and it's so incredibly disturbing. Welcome, all. We will be getting to your calls momentarily. But I want to start with this story that impacts every single living, breathing conservative in the nation. And it certainly appears as though we have a major problem in the nation's medical community. Now, there was a time when you went to the doctor or you went to the emergency room, and if you had some sort of a malady, they would get you fixed up and they would send you on your way. They weren't asking you about your political beliefs. They weren't asking whether or not you owned a gun. They didn't ask you whether or not you felt safe at the moment. They wanted to figure out what was bleeding, stop the bleeding, get you patched up, and send you back to your home and your loved ones. They didn't care if there was an R after your name or a D after your name, because that wasn't what they were there for. The doctors and the nurses and the technicians, they were all there to get you feeling better and get you back up on your feet. But that's not the way it is anymore. And I'm going to share a couple of stories with you that have transpired over the past 24 hours that just this really has me rattled to my core. Only because yours truly, as you know, 20 years ago, I had to have open heart surgery. They had to put in a mechanical heart valve, aortic valve. So I have to go into the doctor and the hospital on a pretty, well, regular basis, at least, you know, a couple of times a year just to get things checked out. You know, I'm healthy as a horse. But still, you've got to go in and, you know, Dylan, it's funny. I always... In New York City, I was very careful about sharing any private information about. They would say, "What do you do?" I would say, "Oh, I'm a writer." "Oh, what do you write?" "I write books." "Oh, what kind of books?" "Big books." You know, I didn't want to you ever have to tell a doctor or a nurse in New York City, "Oh yeah, I work at Fox News." And you know why I did that one time? And I can promise you, Dylan, when the nurse poked me with it felt like she was stabbing me. And I think she was an MSNBC fan.
It's sad you have to think about that, Todd.
Yes.
It's true.
And especially when you're lying there in the tube, you know, you got to go through the tube. And I'm a claustrophobic kind of a person. And you're in the tube and they start peppering you with questions. And I'll never forget this. The first time I had to do that, and I have to get this procedure done once a year. And so you're in the tube. And The lady leans in and she says, "We're not supposed to say anything, but I'm a big fan of yours." And I thought, thank God. It was the most lovely procedure. So fortunately, here in the Memphis area, you know, I've got a lot of fans in the medical. My cardiologist, for example, he's a big Sebastian Gorka fan. So he asked more questions about Gorka than he does my heart. So I'm assuming I'm okay. Gorka's doing great. But I just, it makes you a little nervous knowing that you may have doctors and nurses out there that may not provide you with an adequate level of care based on your political beliefs. And people are thinking, "Are you nuts? That can't happen." No, it does, and it is. And we've told you here and there over the last little while that there have been medical professionals that have lost their jobs because they're going onto social media and they're telling people that, oh, if you're a conservative, I'm not going to give you medical care. I'm going to let you die. I'm going to poke you with the needle as hard as I can. You're like, holy crap. This story out of New York City. In my old neighborhood, Brooklyn, New York, a pair of plainclothes New York City Police Department detectives were injured in the line of duty. The officers were taken to NYU Langone Hospital in the Cobble Hill area of Brooklyn. When they arrived, the hospital staff thought they might be ICE agents, and they treated them with great disrespect and downright rudeness, and they initially refused to treat the officers because they thought they were ICE officers. Vicky Palladino, who's a good friend of this program, she posted a statement. She is enraged over this. She says, let me be clear about something. When doctors and nurses and medical staff begin to refuse critical care over perceived political differences, we will have reached a breaking point in this country. If this behavior is allowed to continue and is not met with swift condemnation and consequences by the mayor and government leadership of New York, as well as medical licensing boards and the professional community at large, trust in the medical profession will be shattered beyond repair. Even during wartime, doctors and nurses were bound to treat the wounded of both sides, and they could be trusted to provide competent and compassionate care no matter who they were treating. It was, in fact, a badge of honor for the profession. Let me stop there for a moment. I'll give you a great example, a personal example. My great-uncle, Dylan, your great-great-uncle, Uncle Bunny, was shot down over Germany in World War II. He had to bail out of the plane, and he landed in a big field. Bales of hay all over the place. The locals came rushing out with pitchforks to snag Uncle Bunny and to take him into custody. He was actually held by a couple whose son had been taken prisoner of war and was being held in the United States. And they treated our Uncle Bunny, great Uncle Bunny, with great care and compassion and hospitality. They tended to his injuries. They fed him. And they kept him warm and safe until the German high command showed up, or whoever showed up, to take him off to the POW camp. You know why they did that? Because they said their son in America was being held in a POW prison and was being very well cared for by the doctors and the nurses. So they extended the same hospitality to my uncle. So Palladino is right here. She says this is a disgrace, this is unacceptable, and it is indicative of the profound moral rot that the progressive activism has brought into every corner of our civics. She says the left is taking us down a very dark path indeed, and she's right here. Now, the NYPD Detectives Endowment Association provided some more details. They're saying this is an outrage that any detective injured in the line of duty should have to worry about being treated at any hospital in the city they protect. This is not how to make hospitals safer. No one, especially detectives injured in the line of duty, should face such treatment. And I completely agree. Now, the hospital says, oopsie, our bad. No, that's not good enough. That is just not good enough. So meanwhile, while all that is going on, there's another story. And I wish I could play this audio for you, because when you look at this woman, she's a nurse at Baptist Hospital in Boca Raton. When you look at this woman, she looks like she stepped off the pages of a fashion magazine. You would want this person to be taking care of you at the hospital. But when you hear what's coming out of that woman's mouth, it scared the living daylights. I very rarely have I been nervous about something, but she looks like a normal person, aside from the large glasses, and that's the clue. It's always for those crazy women, it's always the liberals, it's the glasses. The bigger the glasses, the bigger the nut job. So there's a woman. Her name is Lexi Lawler, according to Libs of TikTok. She's a labor and delivery nurse at Baptist Health Boca Raton Regional Hospital. And most recently, we just heard that White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is expecting a child. And this woman, a labor and delivery nurse, says she hopes Caroline Leavitt suffers a severe fourth-degree tear during childbirth and has medical complications. And here's the quote, and again, we can't play this. It is so vile. "I hope you blanking rip from bow to stern and never blank normally again, you blank." She used the C word. This is a woman who delivers babies. Now, we understand that this woman has now been apparently fired from the hospital, as well she should have been. And hear me on this. I want to share this. This is the breaking news, the statement from the Baptist Health South Florida. "The comments made in a social media video by a nurse at one of our facilities do not reflect our values or the standards we expect of healthcare professionals. The individual is no longer employed by our health system. While we respect the right to personal opinion, there is no place in healthcare for language or behavior that calls into question a caregiver's ability to provide compassionate, unbiased care." So the hospital did the right thing here, but this is a massive liability issue. And just think about this for a moment, everybody. Just think about this. How many of you wonder, am I getting adequate health care? Or is the doctor, is the nurse maybe not treating me like they should based upon my political views? This is why I am very careful when it comes to my health care. I want to know everything about the doctors and the nurses who are treating me. Because in New York City, I was really suspect if I was actually getting the medicines and the dosages that I really needed. And you should never, ever have to think about that. That idea should never pop into your head. But over the past, I don't know, 6, 7 months, 8 months, I have seen just countless numbers of medical personnel talking about how they want to inflict harm onto conservative patients. And Palladino's right. We cannot go down that path. And by the way, it's not the conservative doctors and nurses doing this. It's all coming from these leftists. And I'm telling you, we have got a clear and present danger in this nation. And the clear and present danger are all of these gals of girth, the ones with the purple hair, these radical activists out there. By the way, Dylan, you're not going to believe this. You know, I'm heading up to Nashville in a couple of weeks, giving a big speech at the Young Americas Foundation. I just found out that Antifa is going to be protesting my speech.
Wow, what an honor.
Look, absolutely. Maybe they'll learn something.
Probably.
Maybe they'll be converted over to, but I'm not scared. We've got to show out in force. Okay, fine, do that. I'm not scared of you people. Come on, Antifa. Unbelievable. But that's what they want to do. And it concerns me what's going on, and I hate it for those detectives out there putting their lives on the line, protecting the good people of New York City, and they were denied treatment at a hospital. That is unacceptable. Wow. What a story to start off our Friday. It is Open Line Friday, by the way, and we're going to get to all of your calls. We've got to take a quick break. Of course, the other big story, we are bracing, the nation, over 200 million people are bracing for this massive winter storm. Even here in Memphis, we're expecting almost an inch of ice. And they're telling, I was just watching a big press briefing with our first responders, and they're telling people, like, fill up garbage cans with water so you can flush your toilets, and it may be days before the power comes back on. Geez, Dylan, have you got your provisions ready? Are you ready to go?
No, I'm running away. I'm running away from the storm or driving away.
I don't know if you can really do that.
I'm driving up north, Todd.
Oh, geez. That may be safer, actually.
We'll see.
All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Losing weight's getting harder and harder as you get older, and it's not your fault. You're eating better, you're moving more, but your body isn't responding anymore. The harder you try, the less progress you see. And I am just like you. I've been dealing with this, and recently I made the call to PhD Weight Loss, and it's changing everything. I've been on the program for a week now, already dropped 3 pounds. Feel better than ever. PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss, and they fix the root cause. And it isn't as simple as counting calories. Your body is much more complicated than that. If you want to understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year's special. Book your consultation. It's free. It's personalized. And it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Todd sent you. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's Open Line Friday. Let me explain how this works. So normally, whenever you call in during the week, if you want to take us off target with our topic, we won't do that. We save that to Friday, and so you can call in, you can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, within reason, of course, and you can also ask me any questions. So whether you agree, disagree, give me a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And let's start the day in Iowa. Rick is listening to us on KXEL. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Todd, I'm so thankful to God that you're okay, first of all.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you had your procedure and stuff, and Jeff Stein took over last Friday and did a fantastic job.
Well, yes. Yes, we love Jeff Stein in these parts. And, yeah, I took a, as the late, great Louis Grizzard once said, I took a licking and kept on ticking.
Well, that's good. Well, the reason why I called is it's 14 below here on the snow-covered plains of Iowa. And I remember I'm a Navy veteran. I was going down to Middlington, Tennessee for school. And I was driving my 69 Chevrolet pickup truck with a 350 engine in it. And I saw a lot of people on the sides of the road and the ditches. And for some odd reason, I couldn't figure that out because here in Iowa, we drive through ice and snow all the time. And I just want to remind everybody that when you come across ice going through the snow, don't be scared to put your car in neutral, not to park, but to neutral when you're going forward. If you start sliding or pushing the snow, let off of your gas. Put the car in neutral. Anticipate stoplights. Anticipate that other person getting ready to stop in front of you. That ice is not something you want to fool with. Just, it's like being on tippy toes. You just go nice and slow, easy. Don't be in a hurry. If you leave your house for and it takes you 20 minutes to work, anticipate 40 minutes or an hour. Take your time. Don't rush it. If you go in the ditch, don't try to come out because the transmissions in these cars are not that strong. And I just want to let you all know that we in Iowa go through all this, and we feel for you. Just, you know, keep your head about you. Don't get in a hurry. Take your time.
So they're telling us that, yeah, I mean, this is all great sound advice, and I think all of the southern states are being, you know, impacted by this. I will tell you, we're just not used to it. And I don't know, they're telling us that we could be days without power. Here's how bad it is. I was tuning into the, they had a big press conference earlier this morning in Memphis, and they were telling us, well, you need to fill your garbage cans with water so you'll have some way to flush the toilet. I mean, this is insane. This is like we're going back to the dark ages.
Well, that's not a bad thing to do. I mean, if your house is still heated, you know, bottles of water, something like that, that's not a bad thing.
Well,
have an extra food. I have a camp stove. I have a grill outside where I can fire it up and put
Oh, this is good advice. All right, Rick, I hate to do this. We've got to go, but you've given us a lot to think about. Just wondering how all of you Southern listeners out there are preparing for the apocalypse. 901-260-5926. It's not like a pretty snow, Dylan. It's going to be like white death. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us. We have a lot of ground to get through. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to the tens of thousands of you that are marching today in Washington, D.C., the annual March for Life. And there's a lot of concern that the Republican Party is moving away from that issue. I got to tell you, that's the issue that separates Republicans from everybody else, is that we value life. And if we cannot, as a party, as a nation, understand that the most important thing is life, then we're never going to understand liberty or the pursuit of happiness, because you can't do either if you don't have life. So anyway, good on all of you folks that are out there marching today in our nation's capital. 901-260-5926, our telephone number on this open line Friday. Let's go to Jim in Statesville, North Carolina, wants to offer some commentary on driving and bad weather. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you doing today?
Well, the lights are still on right now, so I'm doing pretty good, Jim.
All right. I heard the fellow from Iowa talking, and I wanted to add some things to it. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and we had a lot of snow up there. And one of the things that we used to do was let your air pressure out in your tires down to about 20 pounds, especially in the snow. It gets better traction, and we use it when we go to Ocracoke in the soft sand out there, too. You get anywhere you want to in the island. The other thing is, when you're going up hills, you go as fast as you can safely. Going down the hill, put your flashers on and go as slow as you want to. Don't worry about the people behind you.
Jim, this is great advice. You know, I actually follow that guidance. I lived in New York City for 15 years, and a couple of observations. People there drive just as bad in the snow as they do down here in the southern states. But the ones who didn't followed exactly what you just said. They follow that guidance. You speed up going down the hills, and then coming back up, you let off the gas. And it works like a charm every single time.
Yes, sir, it does. It does. It always kept me out of trouble.
And by the way, there's a great lady who does my makeup for my Newsmax TV show, and she lives here in Memphis. Her name is the lovely Miss Kristen, and she actually offered an idea. She said your floor mats, if you get stuck in the snow, your floor mats in the floorboard can actually be used to kick up some traction. I never even thought about that.
Well, I never did either, but that sounds like a good idea to me.
Absolutely.
But I drive for ICAT. It's a transportation system down here, and we're actually going to be out Monday because we have to take care of kidney dialysis patients.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about
that.
They
have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys expecting a lot of snow and ice as well over in the Carolinas?
Yes, sir, we are.
Well, buckle down. We'll let you know how it goes here. They're telling us we could be without power for days, and I know the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, is warning the entire Mid-South that we could have these rolling blackouts. So they're getting ready for something pretty serious. So, Jim, you be safe out there, and let us know how things are going, and we sure do appreciate you listening to us today. 901-260-5926. Let's go to the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, you want to trade a shovel for some suntan lotion?
I don't want to talk to you. Mark, you're banned.
Hey, Todd, you know I love you, so I want to give you some good advice. Sell that Cadillac and get yourself a snowmobile or a dog sled. Secondly, keep some rock salt or Morton salt in your pocket so you don't fall. And open that wallet and get yourself a generator. I mean, everybody should have one of those.
Yeah.
And also, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm regretting not getting a generator. That is a great regret that will be remedied. But right now, you can't find one within maybe 200 miles of Memphis.
Yeah, everybody waits until the last minute. They run about $4,000 or $5,000. You can get people. Home Depot sells them, so you can get an idea what they cost. Also, your roofs are not going to fall in. Your houses are built better than that, so you're going to be okay there. I know you were mentioning that a couple of days ago. Your roof will not cave in. I promise you that.
Well, they're warning. It's not about the snow. It's about the ice, because that ice builds up a lot of pressure. I think that's where the concern is. So. The rooftops can handle all that snow, but not necessarily that ice. I don't know. We're about to find out.
I'm from Connecticut, and I've lived through all of it. The limbs on trees can't handle, but your roof is going to be better. It's going to be fine. Trust me.
All right.
Are going to come down. I'll be shocked. I'm just looking out for you, brother.
No, I'm glad you are. And maybe you should just, you know, if there's some real estate down there at the Villages, maybe we just need to relocate the show.
Hey, just stay off the road, period. That's the best way. Just stay. I used to drive in that stuff, having fun in the snow all the time. We used to have a blast up there. Just stay off the roads. That's the safest thing to do. And if you want to come down here, get yourself a golf cart. We'll find you some real estate, and you can learn the roundabouts and just have some fun.
Now, that's the danger zone. I can't tell you how many times I've nearly been run over by those golf carts in the Villages.
Man, let me tell you what happened real quick a couple days ago. I heard a horns tooting, and I was putting something up at Christmas time for somebody, and I looked down the road, and here comes a golf cart, and I thought a rag was flying in the air, and this 80-year-old man was dragging his dog. I don't know how long he's been dragging it for, and it was still on the leash, and it was playing in the way. I jumped in the middle of the road, stopped, and said, "Dude, you got to stop the car. Don't you hear the car? Your car." I said, "Don't you hear the car behind you tooting?" And the dog looked at me. If he could have shaken my hand, he would have, because he was. He looked like Benji, man. It was the craziest. It was the craziest thing I ever. I said, "How long have you been driving with his dog?" He says, "I don't know. He looks okay to me." I said, "You know where your dog is?" When I stopped him, he says, "Yeah, he's on the seat." "No, where'd he go?" I said, "You're dragging him, dumbass."
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And the dog was keeping up with him. It looked like he was on a damn treadmill. He was doing a good job.
Dog was like, "Somebody give me a beer."
Yeah, he's like, if he could shake my hand, he would have.
Mark, that's the craziest story I've ever heard. Is the dog okay?
The dog is okay. He patted him. He said he's okay. But in reality, he shouldn't have a dog, you know, because these people down here, some of them, you know, you forget your dog is tied up to something. You take him. I don't know how he did it. He was waving. And it looked like a rag in the air just floating around. I don't know how he was keeping up with the car.
Well, I'm glad that this is great. I'm glad somebody was tooting their horn at the poor guy, but maybe the guy doesn't even need to be driving a golf cart.
He didn't hear the car behind him. I had to jump in the middle of the road and stop traffic.
That's brutal.
He didn't hear the car behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
Get off the ladder. And I mean, they were having a yard sale across the street, and I said, "That poor dog, man." He looked at me. Boy, if he could have, he basically said, "Can I come home with you?"
Mark, what a great story. We got to leave it there, my friend. Thank you for the good ribbing, and we'll be checking in with you next week, Lord willing. I'm looking at the map here for you folks. This storm system, and here's how bad it is. First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, just canceled their Sunday services, and they don't cancel for anything except the rapture. So you know it's going to be bad. Just about the entire state of Texas. Then you've got Kansas, the entire state of Oklahoma, everybody else, all the way to Massachusetts is under a winter storm warning right now. This is insane. So I do want to hear from our KWAM listeners in Memphis, how you guys are preparing. You folks in Kansas and Iowa, this is like a piece of cake for you guys. But for us, geez, Alou, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Mike is on the line. All right, Mike, what's going on? Are you ready for the big storm?
Well, we always think that we're ready, and there's always a curve that'll be thrown to you. So no matter what, you're going to have more of one thing than you need, and there'll be one thing that you'll know after the fact that you should have had more of. But for all those people out there that are wondering about getting a generator that don't, here's a solution for you. If you've got gas-fired furnaces that all you need is 110 volts to run your forced air fan. Go get gas cans full of gas and a nice long heavy duty extension cord that'll reach your neighbor's house who has a generator. And when you have the power go off, go over there with your nice full cans of gas. Say, hey, you going to need any gas? And I guarantee you, your neighbor will share some of those power outlets on his generator.
Oh, that so being neighborly, I like that. That's actually a great idea.
You'd usually need about 1,000 watts per one of those fans. They don't take a whole lot. They run off a 15-amp circuit in your house. So they really, once they start up, they're not that bad. And you need heat in your house, and especially in this area where we have natural gas, that's a solution that'll help a lot of people that are without a generator. Other than that, realize when the power lines go down to your cell phone towers, they've got 24 hours worth of battery, and then your cell phones will not work. Your water towers have electric pumps, and when the power goes out, the water's not pumping to the top, so they will run out because everybody's got their faucets dripping. So fill your tubs, fill your Milo empty jugs, fill everything you got so that, you know, you got the ability and, you know, tell the ladies and the children and so forth, you know, conserve the flushing.
Yeah, this is all great advice. And again, it's going to be pretty apocalyptic, I think, if the power goes out for as long as they say. But they're talking about this being the worst storm since what, 1994, when the ice storm hit the Memphis area. So we're talking about a lot of people that are going to be that are going to be in the cold. And by the way, they're saying like the high one day is going to be like 0 degrees. I think that's Monday or Tuesday. I really do need to consider relocating to the Villages. Maybe that's what I need to do. Mike, thank you for the good guidance. So that's great advice as folks. I mean, they're saying over 200 million Americans are going to be bracing for this massive storm. And you folks up in Kentucky, you guys are going to be getting like, what, 12 inches of snow, at least a foot of snow in Kentucky. Geez-a-loo. That's a lot. 901-260-5926. Real quick, let's go to Nick in Salem, Oregon. KYKN, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Well, pinging off of the previous caller about conservative flushing, California was famous for the slogan, if it's yellow, let it mellow, and if it's brown, then flush it down. So with that aside, a couple more driving tips. I'm from Pennsylvania also, and I learned early on in my driving experience that when on ice, pretend that there is a raw egg between your foot and the pedal you're pressing. So that means you're not exerting too much inertia on the car to either speed up or slow down. And if you're going at that speed and understanding that you have ice underneath you, your traction probability is much better because you're not pressing that pedal too hard, either brake or accelerator. Another item would be because of this ice accumulation, there will be some down power lines. Do not ever, ever think about crossing over down power lines. Your rubber tires will not save you. There's so much foliage there, your tires will catch on fire just like that. So do not cross any down power lines.
That's good advice. Yeah, I love that. Go ahead.
Okay, that's it.
Wow.
I appreciate your show. Thank you very much. God bless.
Well, Nick, thank you for that. Yeah, you know, one time we were driving the last time we had bad storms here, and I asked Dylan to get out of the Cadillac. Like, Dylan, could you go and lift that that line that's over there? And you said no.
Because I'm a smart guy, Todd. I don't have
sweet
the gloves
mercy.
For that.
No. Exactly. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. 11 pounds, by the way. That's how much weight I've already lost. This is like week 2.5 of the, I don't want to say diet. I'm just cutting back and trying to exercise more. Also, I've been taking Field of Greens with my Calitrin. So Calitrin is helping me really burn off the fat. And then Field of Greens is really giving me great energy. And it's designed with that in mind. Every fruit, vegetable is doctor selected, and it supports your cells, your heart, lungs, kidneys, healthy weight. University study found, get this, that participants who only added Field of Greens saw measurable improvements in key health markers. So just One change literally changed everything, and that's why Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. One scoop a day, that's it. One scoop a day and you're done. So I want to encourage you to check them out, Field of Greens. You can go to their website, fieldofgreens.com. Use my promo code STARNS. You're going to get 20% off. And again, if it doesn't work, you're going to get your money back. It's going to work, though. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STARNS. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code STARNS. Dylan, I may need your help. I'm working on a big project, and this could be huge. I mean, this could be game-changing. It could be life-changing. It might even, I don't know, it could actually fix what's broken with the country. I'm looking at creating a nonprofit or an NGO that will help these gals of girth, and to help them come out of their way of life. Right. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know, part of the organization could be like, it could be a weight loss clinic, a healthy eating clinic. We could also have a relationship course so they can get themselves married and they could find a man. And that might, you know, some of the craziness might actually go away if they had actually a man in their life. I'm not talking about a soy boy friend. No, I'm talking about a man.
So you're kind of like a life coach.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Life coach for the Gals of Girth community.
Very specifically for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that could work, Todd.
The Gogs.
The Gogs.
The Gogs. G-O-G. Gals of Girth.
Okay.
And maybe even like have like a hairstylist here. Sort of like, you know how they do the queer eye for the straight guy?
Yeah.
So maybe it's the straight eye for the wacko gals. We'll have to come up with something clever.
Straight eye dash gogs. This could work, Todd.
You know, get them some good shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, an ophthalmologist so they don't have to wear the big, you know, the bug eye glasses.
Yeah. Right? You have some good glasses, Todd. Those, you know, just you got good recs. So I think you'd be a good life coach for these people.
They wear the, you know, the sweatpants and the Birkenstocks. No, we got to get them some pants or dresses. Or,
yeah.
Well, first, a lady pick might come in handy. Personal hygiene is what I'm going for here.
Yeah. You're just looking out for them.
Well, yeah, because a guy doesn't want to date a girl. She's got like armpit hair just like bulging out, right?
Yeah.
So you want to get rid of that. I mean, you want to make yourself presentable for your man.
Yeah. You're trying to help society. That's what it sounds like.
And that's one of the problems here. I think this is a clear and present danger to the country. These gals of girth with their magenta hair. And they're just mean. I mean, if we can help them, if we can come alongside of them, if you will, and try to point them to them, you don't think it's going to work, do you?
You may need to recruit other ladies that are already doing it right.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. So we got to get some conservative women, because conservative women are beautiful.
Yeah.
And they are knowledgeable, and you know they take care of themselves. So I love that.
So ladies, like SEAL Team 6 of the conservative women infiltrating households.
SEAL Team 6. Ladies, what do you think about that? Is that the way to go here? Would you support my efforts to, I don't know, create life coaches for the GOG community, the Gals of Girth community? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh,
yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. Thank you for making us your choice, noon to 3 Eastern. Across this great nation, I am your host, Todd Starnes, and I today am a man on a mission. Now, Dylan, I am now committed to launching this project that I truly believe is going to help save America from the radical feminazis. When you look at what's happening across the country, the women in the Subarus, and they're ramming into federal agents. They're marching in the streets, screaming at ICE agents and other federal law enforcement. They're in the classrooms encouraging children to hate America. And they're causing mayhem all across our great nation. And there's a big problem, and this is a massive problem. Now, we call them GOGs, gals of girth. Many of them have the supersized glasses. They have the magenta hair. And yes, these are really not characteristics as much as they are symptoms of the disease of liberalism. And the fact of the matter is, many of these women are aggrieved. They're typically in their late 20s and early 30s, and they can't find a man, and therefore they're taking out their frustration on the rest of society at large. Emphasis on large. And Dylan, it's really sad when you take a look at what we're talking about here, because there really is some sort of a feminist movement, if you will, that's breaking out across the nation. It's back to the 1970s again. See, too big to ignore. So Dylan, you know me. You know my heart. It breaks my heart to see these unhappy women marching down the streets, getting run over. It hurts my heart. God forbid you get behind one of them at the Ryan Steakhouse all-you-can-eat buffet. You're not getting anything except maybe some broccoli. That's no way to live, America. So Dylan, I've come up with a plan, and we are going to start this NGO, this nonprofit, that is going to reach out and help these women. We're going to help these gals get on with their lives so they can find a man. They can get an apron. They can learn how to cook, clean house, practice proper hygiene. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to save America. What do you think about that, Dylan?
I'm completely inspired right now.
It's a big task, but I think the conservative women of America will rise up and say, Todd, I am with you, whatever it takes.
Yes.
We have teams of professional makeup artists and hairstylists on standby. And they're going to be able to go into a city like Minneapolis or Seattle or, God forbid, Portland, whatever the hell's going on there. And they're going to be able to help these gals.
It's very tactical. It's very very intentional what we're trying to do here.
Exactly. It's sort of like I don't know, kind of like a home economics course. You know, I mean, we're going to help them practice proper hygiene so they can learn how to shave their legs. They're going to be able to get we'll bring in a cobbler, you know, a shoe cobbler, and they'll be able to get them some shoes so they don't have to wear the Birkenstocks anymore. This is exciting. I've come up with a couple of names. I've actually written down a couple of names for the organization because you need something very clever, right? You know, Trump did that with MAGA, Dylan. Make America great again. So I've come up with a couple, and I'm really just three. But I think, and maybe the audience can come up with some as well. We've got a very brilliant audience here. But when you look at all the people that are out there causing the mayhem in America right now, it's mostly women. Mostly women, and they're millennial women. And they're angry. And they're angry because they can't get dates. And honestly, what red-blooded American man wants to date a feminazi? I don't know of many. So if we could just grab a test subject somewhere and take them through our course and show them that we can take the most vile, disgusting, the hairiest feminazi out there, and we can transform them into a kind, gentle, conservative woman who reads the Bible and can make a casserole.
This is starting to sound like the plot of Frankenstein, but go on.
So here's the first one. This is called the Help Obese Gals Slim Down Movement. Or we could just go with the acronym HOGS.
I like it.
You like that? HOGS.
I like that. It's good.
Or Save Our Women, SOW.
Okay.
SOW, S-O-W, Save Our Women. Or the Feminazi Antifa Rehabilitation Training Center, also known as FART.
I think that's the best one. FART is good.
FART. I love it. We can, you see, again, we're not blowing smoke here, folks. Maybe we need one that says fumigate. So anyway, we're working on it. And any ideas that you can help inspire us, look, we don't think that we have all the answers here. But I am willing to take one for the team, ladies and gentlemen. And if we can just get these feminazis off the streets of Minneapolis and into rehab centers like FART or HOGS, I think we're going to be able to change the direction of this country. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You know that they're not going to, I think the feminazis are I don't think they're going to appreciate my efforts here at first glance. But I think if they step back and they realize, wow, Todd Sturge is really trying to help us, then I think they're long term. I think years from now, after a couple of kids and a couple of family vacations to Disney, I think they're going to thank me for this. I really do.
You might get a Nobel Peace Prize.
You think?
Hey, you never know.
I don't do it for the glory.
No.
I just do it for country.
Very humble.
For country. That's me. That's what I'm doing here. Well, there's big trouble in the there's big trouble in the classroom. A gentleman by the name of Christian Shearhod, he is a school teacher. And there was a lesson he gave in a Texas classroom that has been causing all sorts of problems. I want you to listen to what he told the students. This is actually in a classroom telling students to fight back against ICE. Cut 14.
Hey, we're talking about ICE. What does ICE stand for?
Immigration control.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, okay?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Guys who kind of look like cops, is ICE above the law?
No.
No! No one is above the law, and if they break it, they should be held accountable, just like any of y'all, right? Can ICE lie to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they can, and they absolutely will. They'll also try and bait you into saying or doing something that'll get you in trouble. Don't take the bait. Can ICE profile you?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Most definitely. No.
Yes, they can. ICE can judge and target you based off the color of your skin, the language that you speak, or the job that you work. However, do y'all remember this card from the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah? These are your rights. Do not open the door. Stranger Danger 101. Don't answer any questions. You have the right to be silent, so be silent. Do not sign anything without talking to a lawyer. You are a minor. It is not your job to go toe-to-toe with ICE. The best thing you can do is probably just stay away from ICE. Can I hear y'all say, I want my lawyer?
I want my lawyer!
Yes!
Wow. This is it's insane. So this was all filmed in the classroom. Now, the limbs of TikTok shared this video and said that he was employed by the Garland Independent School District. That's in Texas. Well, now, Garland Independent School District has come out, and they're saying, whoa, wait a second. This guy hasn't been employed with us since June of 2022, and he's not affiliated with the district in any capacity. Apparently, the guy has not updated his LinkedIn profile, and the school district is demanding that happen. So Mr. Shearhod has now responded to all the hullabaloo. I want you to listen to what he had to say. Now he's in Los Angeles, and he teaches at a Los Angeles high school. Let's take a listen.
Telling my students that ICE lies in profiles isn't an opinion, it's a fact. And teaching them their rights isn't to be political, it's to keep them safe. Everyone should know their rights. Now, if I said, I don't know, that ICE is a bunch of cowardly, heartless, murderous pieces of that might be a bit biased, but I left that out. My old school district put out a statement condemning me for this video. You have the right to be silent, so be silent. We're teaching my students their rights when it comes to ICE, which I find ironic, considering more than half of GISD is Hispanic. Don't you care about those students? Documented, undocumented, they are still students and should most definitely know their rights. I don't know if it's important to you, though, considering you are still under a desegregation order and spend most of your money on your predominantly white schools. It comes down to this, Garland ISD. Do you support your students or do you support ICE?
Well, it really comes down to this, sir. Do you teach math or do you not teach math? I mean, the dude's a math teacher. What is any of what he just said? What does that have to do with teaching kids that 1 + 1 = 4? Well, it may, and under new math, but you see what I'm talking about here. So the concern here is how many other teachers are teaching this kind of stuff. By the way, yesterday they had massive walkouts at high schools across America, and the little urchins, they left school. And they're protesting, marching in the streets against ICE. Now, it seems to me, first of all, there are a couple of layers to this. There was a situation in Las Vegas where a teenage girl was protesting and she decided to step out into a busy roadway to mark her protest. And it turns out that a commercial vehicle hit her and she's in the hospital and she's going to be okay. And I'm glad she's going to be okay. But again, if you don't want to get hit by a vehicle, number one, don't take your protest into a working roadway. Number two, if you want to cross the street, use something called a crosswalk. But more importantly, why wasn't this girl in school on a Thursday morning? And the reason why is because many public schools across the nation are being used as radical indoctrination centers or the left. They are weaponizing your children, ladies and gentlemen. And that is not right. That is not right. All right, we're going to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting so much great intel. Mark from the Villages said he wants to lend a helping hand with our GOG movement, the Gals of Girth movement, as we do our best to help rehabilitate these feminazis that have taken over our country. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Jeff in North Carolina. Jeff, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my phone call, Todd, and thank you and your crew for what you do for this country by putting out the stuff that you do, because not many people do this, and it's either because of fear or ignorance. I'm not sure which or both. But I just wanted to add something to your team you're trying to put together to help these large people that aren't thinking clearly. And I think you should bring in some nutritionists to help them to learn how to eat healthier. And, you know, people that eat healthy don't have quite as much fat molecules running through their brain, kind of stopping it up so they can't think too clearly. So I think they need some help with their diet program.
So this is brilliant. So you're telling me there may be some form of cerebral constipation we're dealing with when it comes to the gals.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. I'd never really thought about that, but I think, you know what? It makes sense to me.
Yep. So
it's great.
I think it's worth considering. I hope the nutritionist will call in and share a few thoughts about this, because people that are obese like this and just don't take care of themselves. I mean, you are what you eat, and you know, if you eat healthy, more than likely, unless you have a congenital defect or some outside chemicals get to you from a factory or somewhere you work, you're going to be one of the healthier people on the block. But you start eating a bunch of fat and grease, and, you know, I'm not going to get into the details because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings that are farming or producing certain products, but I say the healthier you eat, the better off you are and the better your brain works, and that's what it's all about, making decisions.
Jeff, you're absolutely right here. And again, if, and there's nothing wrong, and here, Jeff, I want to make sure, you know, you're not saying, oh, you've got to stop eating fried chicken. No, just don't eat the entire chicken. You know, eat one piece of the chicken. If you want to eat ribs or, you know, pork shoulder, don't eat the entire pork shoulder. Just have a portion. So it's really about portion control.
Moderation.
Exact. Well said. Yeah. Well said. Jeff, you're a great American patriot, and I can sense that in your voice and in your tone. Nothing mocking, nothing derisive at all. You're just wanting to help these obese gals slim down, hogs. That's what it's all about. God bless you, Jeff. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. I love our listener. I'm getting misty. I'm getting emotional right now, Dylan.
Sounds like we're putting together the A-team here.
It's something is happening. It's like the birth of a movement,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like when, you know, you had Gloria Steinem and all the gals back in the 1970s, you know, the Equal Rights Amendment.
Yeah.
I feel like we're at that stage right now.
It's on par. Yeah.
I mean, right now we've got tens of thousands of people marching on the Washington Mall, marching for life, but maybe we could have them marching for sows. One day.
Or farts.
March for farts. Oh, that's a fart march.
Yeah.
It rhymes. Therefore, it has to be real, right? That's like, yes, a thing.
There's no reason why it shouldn't exist.
God almighty. What if we created her? What if we birthed during this show? This is, dare I say, organic. I'm sorry. These are chuckles of joy. And then Jeff calling in and saying, hey, look, it could be that there is a true problem here. We could have some sort of cerebral constipation because of all the fat clogging up things. I thought a good nasal spray might work, but maybe it's much more severe. All right. Hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Joe Messina is going to be joining us up next. And we've got a wild story to tell you about. We'll be right back. All right, bear with us as we prepare to release details of our big national march on Washington. We're calling it the Fart March, the Feminazi Antifa Rehabilitation Training Program. So all proceeds will go to this nonprofit that we're starting. Let's go to the phone lines. Wanda in North Carolina. Wanda, what do you think about our efforts here?
I generally like your show. I'm one of those Democrats that flipped and voted for Trump.
I see. But, so, yes, but I knew there was a but coming.
Yeah, you're really rude about women.
Now, how so? What do you mean? How am I rude? Because we love women here on the Todd Stearns radio show.
You just spent a little while on the spiel on how the Democrat women or the ICE, ones chasing ICE, are all just Nazi films.
Well, no. Well, we actually called them. We called them feminazis. But yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
And multiple times you've talked about it just being the wrong time of month for a woman. That's
no,
just rude. You're going to lose us,
Wanda. I don't believe I said anything about that being a specific time of the month. I did mention that they were gals of girth, that they typically wear the oversized eyeglasses. And they normally have magenta hair.
Yeah, but you just spent a while saying how they need to be taught how to cook and wear an apron, like sweet little Republican women.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, all Republican women are not skinny and don't all know how to cook.
Well, what was that? What was going on in the background?
That was my That was my husky.
Oh, your husky. All right, very good. So you have a dog. Yeah. Well, that's good. Look, we're not talking about all women. We're talking about the feminazis, the women that are out there causing all of this mayhem in the streets, fighting against ICE agents, saying all these horrible things about conservative gals. We've got a big problem with that on the pro, and we're trying to help them, and that's the whole point. We're trying to help them come out of that lifestyle.
Okay, I just, I'm one of those few that flip, or not few, but many that flip, and just sometimes it just seems like y'all are a little disparaging about women.
No. We want to help them. And that's, and really, I mean, when you look at these women, they're angry about, so there's just a perpetual anger that just exudes from their pores. And we want to help do something about that, because I don't want anybody to be angry in America.
Okay, I just wanted to say that. Like I said, I'm one of those that flip.
I'm glad you...
When I listen to your show, it's a little...
Well, that's okay. You don't always have to agree with everything. It's okay to be it's okay to disagree. But, what I like about you, Juan, is you're not disagreeable in your disagreement. The same cannot be said for the farts out there across America.
Oh, I agree. Men, too, are unbendable sometimes.
Yeah, well, who, the men, the soy boys?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, little limp-wristed fellows. Yeah, that's sad.
One more quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you keep it in the back of your mind.
I'll keep it in the back of my mind.
All of us are Christians.
Well, that's okay, because that is a hope of this program as well, because I truly want everybody to come to faith in God, because that's the way, the truth, and the life. So, Wanda, you keep listening. I know you may not agree with everything, but that's okay. But I can promise you this, ladies and gentlemen. Wanda, thank you for that call. The Todd Stern Show, we're going to help those hogs. We really are. We're going to help them. Every single last one of them. We're going to help those obese gals slim down. Let's bring in our good friend, Joe Messina, national radio host. Joe, you know my heart on these things.
Oh, Todd, I didn't know you were against women so much. I don't, No, I know you're not, man.
No, we just want to help. We want to help them. What do you like? What do you think about the name of our organization? We're kind of torn. We've got three: Help Obese Gal Slim Down, Hogs, or Save Our Women, Sow, or the Feminazi Antifa Rehabilitation Training, which stands for FART. So I'm torn.
Well, the third one is a lot to say real quick, because they don't pay attention to you long enough for you to get it all out. So I go with Sal. I think that's nice. That's a way to go,
Keep it nice and short.
Nice, short, and to the point. They can't concentrate long enough to get any further.
No. And look, Wanda was, I understand where Wanda's coming from, and we're glad that she saw the light and voted for Donald Trump. What we're trying to do is help those angry women that are out there in the Birkenstocks with the magenta hair, and they're angry because they can't find husbands. And we want to, look, it's just, you've got to condition yourself. It's sort of like training for a marathon. You just can't go out there and run that race. You have to prepare. And so we want to create a nonprofit that will help these gals prepare to find a husband, and that will make them happy.
Oh, you're suggesting they have to have a husband to be, I don't know if I can stay on this show any longer.
Pretty much there, Joe. Yeah, pretty much. That's what we're going with.
I got to tell you something. You already know this, and I know you're not beating down on women. I really do. I do know your heart on this. But, study after study, you're seeing it, Pew Research and a few others, talk about how liberal women are much more prone to mental health issues, to things like depression and just not being happy most of the time. And you look at some of the things that they're telling them, and they're teaching them how they've been brought down, and they're beaten down by Republican. I like the comment about Republican women. They've obviously never met my wife. My wife is not subservient in any way, shape, manner, or form. A bright, a smart woman that went to college and can run circles around me in some areas. So I don't know any Republican that thinks women are worse than them or dumber than they are.
Joe, I'm telling you, a lady pick in one hand, a casserole dish in the other.
God. And you know what? My wife could do that. You know, she could be arranging an event on her cell phone, you know, with a headset on, while making me some pasta or something, you know, making dinner for the rest of the family.
Exactly. And that's the whole point, is that Republican women, conservative women are beautiful, they're brilliant, and they're very happy. I have yet to meet an angry conservative woman.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I totally agree. You know, it's always funny to me. There's always some young, when you see these rallies or what have you, there's always some young white liberal girl with, you're right, two shades of hair color, yelling at a black guy, a black cop, another black woman, telling them that they don't really understand how oppressed they are and how bad the conservatives are. They can't believe that they have conservatives. I get the biggest kick out of that. You're a white female who has very little time of experience in the world, and you're telling this, in one case, this black cop that is obviously in his 40s and maybe even his 50s, that he doesn't understand how oppressed he is.
Joe Messina, nationally syndicated radio host. Joe, I want to get your reaction here. There's a big tennis tournament going on down under, the Australian Open, and there's a reporter from The Athletic, which is owned by the New York Times. And the reporter is asking every American tennis star virtually the same question. We're not going to play through all of this, but I want you to hear enough of it. This is, the guy's name is Owen Lewis, and he's the reporter from the New York Times. Cut eight, please.
This is a pretty sensitive subject, but you know, a year into the second Trump administration, tensions in the U.S. are pretty ridiculously high, and I'm just wondering, how do you feel personally about what the Trump administration has been doing, and how has it felt to you when you've spent time in the U.S.?
I think my stance has been pretty obvious. I think it's pretty obvious where I stand, and I am hopeful that we as a country can come together.
I've been asking a lot of the American players just how it feels to play under the American flag right now, and I'm curious how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in America, so I'm always proud to represent my country, and yeah, a lot of us are doing really well, and it's great to see a lot of, you know, great athletes on the women's side, on the men's side, so yeah, I feel like we're all doing a great job representing ourselves.
And sorry, do you mind if I follow up?
Sure.
Sorry, just to clarify a little, I mean, sort of in the context of the last year of everything that's been happening in the U.S., does that complicate that feeling at all?
I don't think that's relevant.
Yeah, this is a pretty sensitive subject, but you know, the
all
US
right, so you kind of get a gist. It goes on and on and on, Joe. I'm sorry, what does this have to do with tennis?
Nothing. He is. What I'm loving about this is he is scratching and scratching and scratching to get the answer he's looking for, and he's not going to get it. He sounds a little bit like a soy boy. I always get a kick out of these CNN and WAPO and ABCDEFG networks that when they don't get the answer they expect they're going to get. I wish we had pictures of that guy. I mean, he had to look dumbfounded at this. I think we're getting to that point, Todd, where even the young people are going, okay, I've had enough of this. This is ridiculous. We're not going to deal with this anymore. I just want to play football, play volleyball, whatever happens.
Yeah, look, I think Elvis Presley had the best take on this of all. Let's take a listen to what the king of rock and roll has to say.
What is your opinion of war protesters? And would you today refuse to be drafted?
Honey, I just tend to keep my own personal views about that to myself. I'm just an entertainer, and I do not.
Do you think other entertainers should also keep their views to themselves?
No.
Oh, jeez. So they've been around for a long time. I loved how he said, "Honey, I'm just gonna." Could you imagine calling one of the CNN anchorettes, honey?
Yeah. Well, even Elvis Presley would have been boycotted today, don't you think?
What's that, Caitlin Collins? Honey, I'm just not going to answer that question. And, darling, what's up with them eyebrows?
God, you're killing me.
It's terrible. Joe, again, it's just they will not ease up. And it's like, I don't know what it is with sports reporters. They used to be, by and large, you know, either apolitical or they were kind of conservative. But they would never, even as a conservative, they would never, you know, insert politics into a sporting event.
No, but you know as well as I do, they've all turned into that scenario where they're going to, you know, pull you along, leave you little seeds, anything they could do to get you to kind of take a swipe at conservative people. And I think it's great that even some of our football players and others are saying, no, I can't remember the hockey team the other day that said, no, we're not doing the Gay Pride Day. We're not going to put our sticks up with the color tape. And even our football players now are taking a knee for Jesus instead of God knows what. So I think we've hit the boiling point.
I want to play some audio here. This is from, and switching gears, talking about the redistricting efforts, which, of course, California, you guys are going to get rid of most of your Republican delegation. Maryland is going to get rid of the only Republican they have in their congressional delegation. And now Virginia, they're moving forward with a plan that would pretty much eradicate all the Republicans there in Congress. And here's the reason why. So you've got the Democrats control Virginia now, and you have a delegate to the House of Delegates, their version of the assembly. And this woman is explaining why. She's a black woman, and she is explaining why we can no longer have Republicans representing us in Congress. Cut number three.
Congrats on the win.
I'm sorry. You know, cut number one. My apologies. Cut number one.
Following what I learned from watching from them. And it is really mind-boggling, Mr. Speaker, that we continue to say 2020 as if the new normal of 2026 is not bonkers compared to where we thought our country would be. And that some of us refuse to let others take us so far back that some of us would still be in chains. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I exuberantly support House Bill 1384 and the appropriation that comes with it in order to offset the cost to our localities. Thank you.
So this woman is ignorant. She believes that if the Republicans had the majority in Congress, that they're going to put black people in chains again. Joe, who wants to tell her which party was responsible for slavery?
While she was talking, Todd, I wrote a note here that said, if you want no change, then you need to remove all the Democrats. It's really that simple, right? We don't have statesmen anymore that we're electing into these positions. It's because the education system in this country has failed us tremendously. These people do not know history. They don't understand how government works. And for her to believe that no Republican should be in there, maybe her great-grandmother, if she believed that, that woman would still be in the cotton fields, wouldn't she? Because the Democrats would, there'd be no way the Democrats would give her freedom. And, you know, here in California, they have a big talk about reparations, and they're trying to find a way to get reparations. And I'm going, you had reparations. It was a Democrat president who took your mule and 40 acres away from you. So go get it from them and make them pay for it.
It's a fair point. And yeah, I'm excited about that reparations thing happening in San Francisco. I have been going to the tanning salon and I've been working on bronzing myself. So can't wait. All right, Joe Messina, where can people go if they want to get more information about your great show and all the stuff you're up to?
Thank you. Just go to, it's real simple, people. I can't make it any easier. JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com will give you stations and times, and you can even listen and watch live right there at the website.
All right, Joe, tell Mrs. Messina I said hello if she will still take my calls.
Now, you're one of her favorites.
I love it. All right, Joe, God bless.
God bless you too.
We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Oh, wow. Millions of people are watching Newsmax on cable on our streaming channel, Newsmax 2, and they're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones and TVs. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night you get to watch incredible programs. Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and yours truly. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. You can get us on cable, on streaming, download the free app today, and let President Trump know that you stand with Newsmax, real news for real people. All right, let's go to Nashville. Oliver is on the line. Hi, Oliver, what's on your mind? Hello, Oliver. All right, let's put Oliver... Goodbye. Hang up on Oliver. You got to be ready, folks, for your big moment. I mean, it's right to these, your 15 minutes of fame. It can be gone just like that in an instant. So you always have to be ready. Dylan, this is interesting news. Are you familiar with, you're familiar with Bad Bunny?
Yes, unfortunately.
So Bad Bunny is back in the news. He's these, I forgot that he was the, he's going to be what, the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Yep, that's right.
So Bad Bunny plans to use the Super Bowl halftime show to honor queer icons. And he's apparently going to wear a dress.
Wow. Yeah. How out of touch can the NFL be, right?
I just don't understand why. And he's also not, is this the guy that wasn't going to sing in English? He was going to.
I think he still plans on that. He's not going to sing in English. And wow. He'll be in a dress. So this may, people may turn off their TVs nationwide.
Is Bad Bunny, is he really a dude or is he a female who has facial hair?
It's a great question.
I guess we're going to find out if he's got a dress.
Yeah.
Does a somersault and hello. Oh, he's Little Bunny. So I'm just, again, I'm not sure, what does this have to do with football?
I generally like halftime performances, but this one takes the cake for possibly the worst of all time.
I just don't get it. And shame on the NFL, because clearly they're sending a message to their fans, and it's a message I don't think this is going to go over like they think it is. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take your calls. Bad Bunny, Super Bowl halftime show. He's going to honor queer icons. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to share what little information we have about the Super Bowl halftime show. And by the way, this is a big deal. This is not like Super Bowl 57 or Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl 60. So this is like a big anniversary year. And Dylan, you would think that the NFL would go all out for the Super Bowl halftime show for Super Bowl 60. I mean, that would be the thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead, they've hired someone named Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny made headlines a while back because he said he was not going to sing anything in English. And he said, if you really want to understand what he's singing about, you got to get hooked on phonics and learn how to talk Spanish or whatever. So this guy's like a Puerto Rican, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very anti-American.
Okay. That just bothers me. I want to bring in our good friend, Republican conservative pundit, Ben Dieter, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ben, good to have you with us today.
Todd, how's your Friday going?
Well, it's not going well. I think I've just irritated every leftist woman in America. Antifa announced they're going to be protesting my speech at the Young Americas Foundation in Nashville. And now I found out that Bad Bunny's going to wear a dress at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Otherwise, doing pretty good.
Okay, and I was going to say, and you're about ready to be snowed in. What, for a week? Is that what you guys are? Are you prepared, Todd? Do you have the salt? I mean, I have weathered a snowstorm with you before. You are one that can take care of yourself. Like, I've seen you do it, Todd. But I just have to ask, like, is the snow coming down yet? I've been checking the radar, and I'm in Washington. I'm checking the radar for Tennessee, for goodness sakes.
No, I think it's going to start snowing here tomorrow. I mean, they've got warnings from the Texas Panhandle all the way up to Massachusetts, and they're telling us to store water in trash cans. That's apparently how bad it's going to be here.
That's never a good sign. Never a good sign.
Oh, by the way, somebody asked, I got a text message from somebody. They said, what did that guy mean when he said, he said, be sure to save your Milo jugs. That's not an inappropriate comment, though. The jugs he's talking about are not Milo's. They're actually, that's a tea, an iced tea brand. So when you say Milo's in the South, it's meant for iced tea. So That's what that is.
So I'm in Washington right now, and they cancel, well, Tom, they cancel Congress all the time. And those Congress people are always trying to find any reason to leave Washington, D.C. and go back to their homes. And so that's kind of what happened yesterday. They heard that there was a snowstorm. We were supposed to have votes today, and then they canceled them today because obviously the snow. So I go out to the grocery store because everybody, it's the buzz, it's the talk of the town. They had to cancel the government over it. Basically, there was not one food item in our in the Trader Joe's here. I mean, there wasn't bread, there wasn't milk, there weren't popsicles. I mean, I survive on popsicles. There weren't even popsicles. I don't know what's going on, but truly, Todd, there was not one thing. I'll have to send you a photo on the shelves at our local grocery stores here.
In Washington, D.C., because you guys are right in the zone of all of this. I mean, it's supposed to be really – the problem is not the snow, and we would have been better off with 24 inches of snow than an inch of ice, which is what we're going to get. So it's going to be pretty bad here, but it's going to be pretty bad everywhere. And I hope people are you know, getting ready. Of course, you go running in this stuff. I mean, you're like 10 miles in the snow and ice.
I'm an Eskimo, essentially. Am I allowed to say that, Todd? Are Eskimos still, are we allowed to say, but yeah, I'm ready. I don't think you can
say Eskimo. You can't say midget. So if it's a midget Eskimo, then no. But
I'm going to be really upset, Todd, if Jack Frost doesn't raise his angry fist and all hell breaks loose across this, in the best way possible, of course. And Mother Nature is angry, and we just get dumped on. For all the hype, for all the talk, for all the meteorologists, for all the panic, we better get something, or I'm going to be very, very upset on Monday.
They did put out an announcement in one of the Memphis suburbs that they do not want children using the sleds and the skis in the landfill. So apparently that's the tallest part of town is the landfill, and they say it's just too dangerous for kids to go sledding. You don't want to get your kid comes home, he's got a hypodermic needle sticking through his forehead. That's not good.
Oh, that's disgusting, Ben.
So the other thing here, Ben, and we're catching a lot of flack because I'm launching the nonprofit. You know, a lot of talk radio hosts are doing this now, and we're launching the nonprofit to help all of these angry liberal women out there find husbands and, you know, practice good hygiene. Our philosophy is a lady bick in one hand, a casserole dish in the other. And we're working on some names for the organization. One is called the Help Obese Gals Slim Down Organization, otherwise known as HOGS. And the other is the Feminazi Antifa Rehabilitation Training Center, which is known as FART. So we're catching some blowback there, my friend.
I caught some of that, and it doesn't shock me at all. Todd, you have to behave yourself.
Yeah,
they're all our friends.
We're just trying to...
the people that show up at your speaking events with, I guess, pitchforks. They're coming after you, Todd.
You know, I want to bring into the conversation Jerry from Iowa, who actually has a solution to the, we call them GOGs, Gals of Girth, and also wants to wait on the Super Bowl. Jerry, you're on the air with Ben Dieter.
Oh, I love Ben. Ben, buddy, how are you? Oh, this is great.
Jerry, I'm well.
So this is to help the Gals of Girth, Bad Bunny, and the Minnesota Rioters. And my solution that I think is inspired is using a combination of studying the book of Proverbs in the Bible and Prozac. And this would be a privately funded organization. And the acronym would be, I'm thinking, just spitballing here, is Blessing Our Insane Nut Job Kooks to Use Proverbs and Prozac.
What is that? What's the acronym there? I'm trying to. You lost me midway through. What does it stand for?
Well, I'm still open to ideas, but I think it's boinked up.
Boinked. God.
Blessing our insane nut job kooks to use Proverbs and Prozac.
All right.
It's privately funded.
Of course. Ben, you see what I've created here? I've created a monster. This is terrible.
If you weren't canceled before, you're canceled now, I fear.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be delicate.
Jerry, you're coming across as very delicate. Yes, I can sense
Thank you, my friend. Bless you
all both. All right. God bless. Let's go to... Oh, you know what? She's calling in to talk about something else, but Patty from Statesville, we're not going to let you talk about that because you got to talk to your good pal Ben Dieter here.
I love you, Vinny.
I love you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. I'm doing good. You know, I hope you're doing good. I miss you so much. I love miss. You know what? How is Washington treating you?
It's going well, but I feel like this is old time. Patty, remember when you would call into the show and we would just hijack Todd's show away from him? This is like old times again.
Yeah, I would. You know what? We could have had our own segment, me and you. It could have been the Patty and Ben or Ben and Patty show.
I feel deja vu.
Well, Patty, it's good.
Okay, Ben first, then Patty.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll give you a quick update. So I actually just got off the mall, and the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance, was on the mall. So Washington's good. There's a lot of pro-lifers out there. So if you're watching the TV or listening to the Todd Stern Show, you're probably getting those reports. I mean, you've got tens of thousands of young people that are actually not insane, not Looney Tunes, and they're actually standing up for life. So, like, today of all days, Washington is A-okay and not corrupt for once.
Thank God. Thank God for Donald Trump, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Patty, are you getting ready for this storm coming? You know, you guys are in the zone, I think.
Yeah, we're going to get, you know, we're not going to get the snow. We're going to get the ice. And you know what? I can deal with snow. I just don't like the ice. I mean, the ice, there's nothing you really can do about it. I mean, it doesn't, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love ice if it just stays in Minneapolis.
Oh, look, give me extra ice, baby. Extra ice.
But I have to say something to you. After that Nick Shirley, you know, after he went in front of Congress, I think it was the funniest thing. You know what that, he's 23 years old. God bless him. I hope nothing bad happens to him because there's a lot of loonies out there. He actually went to Omar's office and gave her a leering shirt.
Is that right? Wow. Well, we all need a leering shirt. Patty, it's great hearing from you, my friend. You stay safe and warm.
Ben, I love you. I love you, too. Be safe, guys.
All right.
Love you, Patty.
All right. Ben Dieter. People showing the love to Ben Dieter.
You know, that show was what gave me my grit and my gravitas that I took to Washington, and we're fighting the swamp up here, Todd. This show, the listeners, you know, it was such a great stint, and obviously I still listen to it every single day, so it's fun. We're just hanging out like old times.
Ben, we're going to Collierville, Tennessee right now. Thomas is on the line and wants to give us an update on this giant landfill, this hill. They're telling people do not ski down. All right, Thomas, give us the lowdown. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Ben. It's like old times hearing your voice again. And Todd, good afternoon to you as always. So yesterday, I actually drove past the landfill hill that I see people sledding down every year when we have the precipitation and whatnot. And they're actively putting up what looks like a 10-foot chain link fence. They were actively doing that job yesterday and almost had it completed. So that's going to restrict the access to that hill. Now, in Bartlett, by the soccer fields, they have what they call Mount Bartlett, and it's named that because when we have snow and ice and whatnot, people will go there and slide down this hill. Well, the city of Bartlett had their crew actually go out and manicure this hill, filling the holes and make sure it was ready to go for the people, the citizens of Bartlett, so they could have their fun this snow weekend.
Wow. So it's a tale of two cities. Bartlett wants the citizens to have fun, and Collierville clearly does not.
Well, it is a landfill.
Yeah, but that makes it more fun. I mean, challenging, and you never know. I mean, it could become a Stranger Things episode.
Yeah, when we were kids, we didn't care, did we?
We, you know what? That's a very good point. We're of course. Are you a Gen Xer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So yeah, you know. So we're used to life defying activities. Thomas, thank you for the call. Have fun out there, Dieter. Do you guys? I was going to ask if you had hills in Washington, but you have a giant one called Capitol Hill.
Yeah, so apparently something that a lot of people that live in Washington will do is when you do get a snowstorm and they're expecting, I was reading like 14 inches, someone checked me on that, I don't know, but they said we're going to get a ton of it. And one thing people do is take their sleds and they go right up to basically the gates of the Capitol building and you just get on your sled, your toboggan, your skis, and just shoom on right down to the mall. So I'm going to have to try it. I'll send pictures.
Yeah, we're going to need to see the pictures. Ben, can you hang on for a little? We got to take a break. Can you hang out for a few more minutes?
Yes, of course.
All right. The great Ben Dieter, our former executive producer, now working on Capitol Hill in Washington. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go right back to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, conservative pundit Ben Dieter joins us. Ben, there has been a lot of talk about the lack of inaction from the U.S. Senate. Now Elon Musk is saying that if the GOP does not nuke the filibuster and pass voter ID, the Democrats are going to do that when they get control. What's the scuttlebutt up on Capitol Hill?
There's an effort within the Senate, and I think you could argue there are even some Republicans that really resent everything that America First stands for. And the reason you know that is because you have over 77 million Americans voting in this last election for election integrity, you could argue, and safeguarding our elections to make sure things like 2020 never happens again. You look at the polling on voter election laws, just having an ID to vote should be pretty simple. Well, it is. And that's why over 80% of Americans favor it. We have the House and we, as in Republicans, we have the Senate. We control the executive. And yet the leader of the Senate, John Thune, will not bring it to the floor for a vote. And you have to ask yourself, why is that when we have control of the majority? I'll tell you right now, if he doesn't get that to the floor of the Senate ASAP, there will be no majority in about nine months, Todd.
Well, that's a big concern. And look, Tim Burchett, who is down with the flu, he was going to be on my Newsmax show tonight. He is not feeling well, but he posted a late night video and he is just beside himself with the votes that happened yesterday. The House passing over $10 million to fund gender mutilation surgeries, $1.1 trillion in spending that actually exceeds the president's budget. And he is concerned that if we keep this up, Republicans are going to lose the majority in the House of Representatives.
Well, we can't lose anything more than we've already lost. I mean, we have so many people that have either just dropped over. I mean, tragically, we have people that have dropped out of their races or their office. You look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're right now sitting at a 1-2 and Thomas Massey, no Republican, or the way that he votes anyhow, we can really only have one vote margin right now. So it's very precarious. And what's so frustrating is just a year ago, I think we all really remember the excitement of the president taking the oath of office. I mean, that was 1 year ago, Todd, 365 days, and there was so much excitement and energy that finally we had the golden era of America. And here we are 365 days later, and how many bills have actually been codified into law? There's a handful of them. That's a problem.
It's a big problem, and unfortunately, the Republicans have not learned their lessons here, and it's really unfortunate because this is all going to end very, very badly, I'm afraid, for the Republicans. And it could have all been prevented. That's what gets me. It could have all been prevented. All right, Dieter, you got your provisions. We've got about 15 seconds here. You ready to survive the apocalypse here in Washington?
I'm a thug, Todd. I mean, I lived in Memphis. I've got my bona fides. I can take on anybody and anyone, and that includes Mother Nature. I'm a thug. What can I say?
All right. Dieter's about to carjack Mother Nature. All right. Stay warm, my friend.
Bye,
good
guys.
Hearing from you. All right. Good guy. All right, 901-260-5926. We are going to the phone lines. It is Open Line Friday on this wintry edition of the Todd Stern Show. All right, here is the headline from Mediaite. Gen Z Trump voter focus group turns on Vance. Time for someone new. Now, Politico says they got a focus group together of 9 young men who voted for President Trump in 2024. And the general consensus is these are 18 to 24-year-olds. And they do not support Vice President J.D. Vance as the GOP nominee in 2028. Again, we're talking about 9 young guys, so you can take that for what it's worth. But anyway, they're trying to make something out of all of this. According to the focus group, they say that they have some issues with some of the things that the administration is doing. And look, that's fine. The administration is doing a lot more than any other administration in recent memory. Going, I would say, at least, wow, since Reagan. So you're probably not going to necessarily agree with everything Trump is doing. They called into question Trump's handling of the FBI files on Epstein. I can understand that. I was one of those people. I felt like we should have released everything, put it all out there. If there are perverts and people doing criminal things, I think we need to know about that. And if they have connections to power and influence, we ought to know about that. I got no problem with that. When asked who they would rather see, the men mentioned Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senator Tom Cotton, and Ohio gubernatorial candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The focus group went on to split with Trump on other key foreign policy issues. Not a single person raised their hand when asked who would like to see the U.S. buy Greenland. Well, I would have asked the question this way. Who would like to see the U.S. acquire Greenland without spending any money? That would be called an invasion. Anyway, that just tells me these young guys do not understand foreign policy and they don't understand national security at all. On Israel, they said, none said they believe the U.S. needed to be further involved. They feel like the country is, 5 of the 9 said the country is providing too much support for Israel. Some of the intel there from the focus group. We've got a long way to go, ladies and gentlemen. And again, J.D. Vance, great guy. He's doing a fine job as vice president, but he doesn't have that much leadership experience under his belt, to be perfectly honest with you. Let's go to the phone lines. It is Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about 901-260-5926. Clear Lake City, Texas. Mike, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Mike, what's going on?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Now, I was just noticing the other day that in the Democrat Party, you know, they're all big on this DEI. Well, you got the head of the top of the ticket, or party rather, is Pelosi, Schumer, Sanders. They seem to be running the show. But you got all the underlings doing their dirty work, you know, Jeffries, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg. And then you go to Minnesota, and Waltz is the governor, Fry is the mayor, but you've got Ellison as the attorney general, and it's his job to keep a lid on all the fraud. Do you see a pattern here by any chance?
Yeah, a bunch of old white people are running the Democrat Party, my friend.
Yeah, but it's all the underlings doing their dirty work are all, well, they're all black.
That is, well, so you're saying so you're telling me, Mike, that in your take, your observations, it's as if Pelosi and Schumer and Sanders may be, I don't know, plantation owners.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would think that, you know, they're, like I said, they're always touting the DEI stuff. But why didn't Pelosi retire a long time ago and let some younger person of color? I'll give you an example. LaFonza Butler was the senator who replaced Feinstein when she left. And then guess who runs for that seat? Adam Schiff. Like, what did Adam Schiff do? Tell her to go to the back of the bus? You know, like, she can't run for the Senate? Adam, that's another perfect example. I mean, why don't the older people in the party step down and let younger people of color, into positions of power?
Yeah, it's a fair question. So you've got all these old white Democrats, these libtards, and they're forcing the black underlings to work the political fields, if you will. Yeah, I can see where that would be a problem. But again, you know, Mike, this is the party of, the Democrats are the party of slavery. They're the party that fought against the right to vote. They fought against the civil rights movement. They fought against the Civil Rights Act. And they're the party of the KKK. So, yeah, I think it's very believable. I think I appreciate the way you're approaching it, because I think you're absolutely right. All right,
well,
Mike.
I mean, here in Texas, you got
you've got Jasmine Crockett. Yeah. Right? Yep, Jasmine Crockett.
You got Jasmine Crockett running against Tallarico, but you won't hear anything about white privilege or white privilege card or white supremacy in that race. But if she were to get the nod and run against the Republican candidate, all of a sudden it's going to be all about white supremacy and race and so forth.
Mm, it's a great point. Mike, thank you, my friend. You stay safe out there in Texas. My goodness, all sorts of crazy weather out there. Let's go to Clarksville, Georgia. Ricky, listening to us on WDUN. Ricky, it looks like, I'm looking at the latest radar, it looks like you guys are going to get some weather in the North Georgia mountains.
Probably so. I hope it's not too much ice.
Yeah, it's funny. That's the only thing, when we were hearing originally, it was like 24 inches of snow, and we were like, okay, we can handle that, but now we're just getting ice, and we can't handle that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, Ricky?
Minnesota, with all these anti-ice protesters and stuff, I think they're giving them too much screen time. And they should have Fox News and Newsmax out there interviewing longtime residents of Minnesota that are on ICE's side to get all these creeps out of there.
You know, this is an interesting thing you bring up. Ricky, a couple of days ago, there was somebody, a Republican somewhere, was in a diner in one of the Minneapolis suburbs, and they were treated like conquering heroes, to your point that the average law-abiding taxpayer in Minneapolis is thrilled to have ICE in the neighborhood.
I think so, and they need to show more of them on the news.
Well, I'll make a note of that. Again, I work for Newsmax, so I'm happy to pass along that idea. It's actually a great idea, Ricky, and I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, my friend, and stay safe, all of you. Man, it's just about every one of our radio affiliates in the southern states, you guys are being impacted all the way through Virginia. So let us know how you're doing, what you're up to, how you prepare for a big old winter storm like this. They're saying it's historic. Dylan, you dropped something in my tray today, and I don't know if we should. I think this is going to be controversial. Not as controversial as, fart or hogs, but just as much. It's called the soup, salad, or sandwich theory.
Yes, it's true.
What does this mean? What is this about?
The soup, salad, sandwich theory basically says that almost any and all food can be categorized as a soup, a salad, or a sandwich. And it can get very controversial with very specific foods, but as a general statement, you could basically classify those things.
So you're telling me it's humanly possible to reduce all three foods or all foods into three absurd categories?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know. What about a hot dog? A hot dog.
Hot dog is very much a sandwich.
How can it be a sandwich?
The bread encapsulates the meat.
But not all the way. It's got like a hinge, right?
Yes.
The bun has a hinge.
So it's more about the structure of the food instead of the ingredients or anything like that. So the hot dog is generally under the sandwich category. It can't be a soup. And it can't be a salad.
So it's got to be a sandwich.
It's got to be.
Well, what about a taco?
Taco's a sandwich.
No, yes. It can't be.
Taco's a sandwich.
It's a shell.
It's controversial, but it's a sandwich.
Which could be a fish. It has a shell.
But a shell is bread. It's bread-like. So, you know, it encapsulates meat or any other items that you need.
I don't know. I don't know about all of this.
You can really go down a rabbit hole here and find yourself in some categories where you'll never imagine. But like for instance, cereal. What would you think cereal would be?
Cereal would be breakfast. So I think there has to be a new category.
Oh, there's only three categories here.
It's not a salad, is it?
It's a soup. Cereal
Wait,
is a
what?
Soup. Yes.
Oh, so why? But it's cold. It's got milk. How could it be cold?
It doesn't matter. So here we go. Sandwich, the general consensus is stuff in the middle, solid on the outside. That's a sandwich. Okay.
Okay.
Salad, a bunch of stuff mixed together, no enclosure. And then soup is stuff floating in liquid.
I've got one for you. Cake.
Cake. Oh, boy. Hold on. I have it here. I literally have cake somewhere. Cake is a sandwich.
Wait, how can a cake be a sandwich? There's no like meat in it. You've got to have meat.
So it's a dessert. It's a dessert lasagna, which equals a sandwich.
I love
lasagna is a sandwich because it's enclosed. It's layered. It's true.
Trail mix.
Trail mix is a salad.
What? There's no possible way.
It's not obviously a salad, but it totally is a salad because it's mixed together with stuff.
What about ramen?
Ramen. This is so dumb. This is the dumbest thing. Ramen, I think, is a. It depends. If it's in the if it has liquid in it, then it's a soup.
So it can go both ways.
Yeah,
it can be. It's either versatile or trans.
Right. So ramen without broth is a salad. And Skittles mixed with M&Ms is also a salad.
What?
Yes.
That's impossible.
It's true.
How in the world is that a salad?
I don't make the rules.
That makes no sense at all.
So salad is arguably the most controversial one because they're saying now that any like single food items like a steak would be considered a salad. I don't know why.
What about tapas?
Tapas? I don't know. So I don't have the answer for every single. Okay, it says salad here.
Your grandmother, I don't know if you've heard the story. We were out at an event. Your grandparents used to travel with me a lot. They're my aunt and uncle, mm-hmm. but your grandmother. And we went to a tapas joint once. And I asked her, I said, Aunt Lynn, have you ever been to a tapas joint before? She says, Todd, I haven't even been to a Hooters. Let's go to Bill in Cordova, Tennessee. Listening to us on KWAM. So, Bill, are you buying the soup salad sandwich theory?
Todd, I am so far off of that. No, I'm not buying it. But I have a question. If I sat down at dinner with a meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and green beans, what is it? Is it a
salad.
Soup salad or sandwich?
It's a salad.
How do you justify that?
I don't know about that. I just wanted to ask that question. But I was calling about Medicare fraud. I didn't know if that was a topic I could talk about right now or not.
It's a bit of a leap from a soup salad. By the way, our great affiliate owner in Winchester, Virginia, says, what about cereal without milk? Is that a soup?
No, that's a salad because there's no liquid.
I think you're just causing controversy to stir up controversy, Dylan.
I might be, but I don't make the rules here.
I got to agree with that.
What is it? What did the young people call it? Rage baiting?
Yeah, we're rage baiting the nation here.
And you're using a sandwich.
Yeah.
A God-blessed sandwich. Shame on you.
Ice cream float is a soup, too, by the way.
Okay, turn your microphone on. Bill, what's going on? I've got like 60 seconds.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's going to be long enough. I may have to call back, but I have a Medicare fraud story, and this is, it's just ridiculous what happens, but when my mother was on hospice, she had the last 5 days of her life, she couldn't swallow, she couldn't even open her eyes, and there was 5 orders of lorazepam ordered on her pharmacy bill at 30 pills each. I tried to report it to Medicare, got in a vicious circle where I went through the Medicare Fraud Department, told me to call billing, who told me to call her insurance, who told me to call the Medicare Fraud Department. You couldn't report it. And this is part of the problem, and it was in a nursing home whose name I can't mention because of non-disclosure. But they're looking at all this fraud, and they need to be looking at what happens in these nursing homes with one of those prescriptions was signed by a CNA, Todd.
Well, something certainly sounds suspicious there, and this is not the first time I've heard about things getting a little squirrely in these retirement communities, assisted living facilities, and I think that is something. You know, you should reach out to a congressman. Is your congressman David Kustoff?
Unfortunately, no. Mine is the infamous Steve Cohen.
Oh, geez. All right. You know what you ought to do, though? You ought to still reach out to Congressman Kustoff's office. Tell him you listen to KWAM, and I think they'll take good care of you. But you might want to call their district office and just give them a heads up on whatever intel you've got.
Yeah, I might call him. I will. I think I have before, but it's worth doing it again.
Okay.
Well, just fall through the cracks.
But yeah, absolutely. Bill, are you ready for the big storm? I hope you got all your provisions.
I think I'm ready. The only thing I don't have is a generator, and I'm just kicking myself about that.
Yeah, you and me both, my friend. All right, well, you stay warm. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, I think we've pretty much angered just about every demographic out there today on the program, so job well done, everybody. Look, in all seriousness, you folks that are out there really from, 200 million of you from Texas all the way up to New England, be careful out there. This is going to be a bad storm, and you want to make sure that that you've got all your resources. Check on your neighbors. You know, a lot of folks don't even know their neighbors nowadays, so you might want to do that. Just check to make sure, and especially if you've got an elderly neighbor, someone you know, just check to make sure they're going to be okay. The power may be out for multiple days wherever you are, and that is going to be a tough situation. Keep in mind that normally whenever they have these big storms, the utility companies will send down workers and, to the southern states. Those workers are going to be busy taking care of their own backyard. So I think it's everybody for himself, every man for himself over the next little while. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Be sure to check out our website. We have all sorts of great information for you there. Also, you can download our podcast as well as our newsletter. And those are great free resources for you. And of course, to celebrate America 250, I'm going to want you to get a copy of our brand new devotion book called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So you'll be able to do that as well. It has been a great week, and it has been a true honor to broadcast for you. Thank you for being a great part of our radio program. You get out there, folks, and whatever you do this weekend, be sure to go to church, but it may need to be online. All right, we'll see you Monday. Lord willing.